Joining us, our first guest this morning, State Senator from the Grand Ledge area, Rick Jones, joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning. Very good.
The polls are closed. They're looking good for you. Are you looking forward to November?
Absolutely.
Busy day yesterday, Senator Jones. Proposal 1, passing, eliminating small business tax for those of us here in Michigan, something that I personally, along with others, have been looking forward to for a long time. This seems that Michigan will now become a bit more friendly for new businesses starting up in the state. How is this going to affect the small business owners for those of us on the outside looking at Proposal 1?
Well, this affects all business owners from small to large. Every year, businesses have to pay a tax on the equipment they have. I know of one business in Lansing that told me it made them go out of business. It was a one-hour photography place, and every year the township came in and put huge taxes on their machinery. They finally folded up, and 8 people were put out of work. So let's hope, by getting rid of this, what's known as business personal property tax, which is equipment tax, by getting rid of it, it'll attract more businesses. We hope businesses will expand and companies will come here with their factories.
Senator Rick Jones is joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Senator, when a business is assessed this personal property tax, is there any real science? I mean, there's not enough manpower to go from business to business to business when they assess these things. How do we know we were even getting an accurate account?
Well, we don't. I've talked to many assessors. I have a township assessor who's a personal friend. I have coffee with him many times in the morning. And he's told me this is not an exact science. It's tough. You know, you do a lot of guesstimates, and we don't want any guesstimates. It's time for this tax to go.
You know, as a small business owner in Grand Ledge myself, I was assessed some taxes that, you know, when I first started, I'm like, where are they coming in with these numbers? So I'd have to go down to the assessor's office, take time away, since I was the only person running the store, take time away from the store to explain everything. The taxes were then lowered, which is fine, but not everybody has an opportunity to do that, and sometimes get stuck with bills, and they close down, and the bills follow them. I think this is a move in the right direction, but here is the question. Where are we going to make up for these monies lost by personal property tax?
Well, that was the question. The cities and the townships wanted to know, where is this money going to come back to us? Because a lot of it they use to pay for police and fire, important things for cities and townships. And so there's a guarantee in this proposal that they will get paid by the use tax. And really, the one that takes the cut or the hit will be the general fund of Michigan. So I think this is a good thing. The cities and townships will be held harmless. They'll still have the money coming in. In fact, most of them supported it because they see it as a better source of income.
Senator Rick Jones joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Duran Martinez on the Michigan Talk Network. Senator, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about some other things going on around the state. Voters in 2 Detroit area communities have approved ballot proposals for legalizing marijuana for personal use. Now, unofficial results posted by the Oakland County Elections Division show the measures passing Tuesday in Hazel Park and Oak Park. And there's a lot of interest and you know, being brought to the forefront by those who want to legalize marijuana. But I don't understand. This is a federal substance that is illegal, but these states have the power to change this. Being a former sheriff, yourself, how do you view this?
Well, I can tell you that there is a plan. I've talked to different groups that they want to win cities one by one, and then eventually put the whole thing on the Michigan ballot and be like Colorado. I know that there's going to be a lot of problems. There'll be more accidents. There'll be more social problems. What's going to happen when everybody tests positive and they can't get a job? There's so many jobs out there are waiting for good, hardworking people that test negative on drug tests. So I don't see this as a real positive move for Michigan. But, you know, if they get it on the ballot, they may get it passed.
Proponents of these measures have so many arguments. I can see the medicinal end of things. Again, I think personally that the rulings for medicinal use should be a bit more stringent. I've seen people with ingrown toenails get cards, and that's no joke. Do you think we'll possibly see a bit more force going into who gets cards and who doesn't?
You know, there was an attempt made by the legislature to ensure that at least people had to have a doctor-patient relationship. There were actually cards being written, prescriptions for them, right on the Internet. People would send their credit card information to a doctor over the Internet and get permission to get a card. So, yes, I do think there are a lot of people out there that don't really need it, that claim to have some ailments. And I think that's unfortunate. I, too, have no problem with somebody who's in the last stage of their life with cancer, some horrible disease, having this product.
All right, State Senator Rick Jones, we appreciate you joining us here. Good luck in November, sir. Congratulations on the primary. And we'll be looking to talk to you more in the future.
Okay, have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.